I'd like to call the Sixth Osage Nation Congress to order. The date is September 5th, 2019. The time is 11 a.m. And our first item on the agenda is prayer, and I've invited Mr. Rock Pipestem to say a few words, and then he will pray.
Certainly excited and happy to be here like this with you today. And I just wanted to read a small scripture from Jeremiah here first before we pray. It says, "This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to this place from which I carried you into exile." Father, Lord, Jesus, we just come to you this morning, Father, Lord, thanking you for this beautiful new morning here, Father, Lord. September 2019, Father, Lord, you brought us this far, Father, Lord, this very moment that we're here in your presence, your loving presence, Lord. Just thank you for our tribe and our surrounding tribe and all the people that are involved in our Congress and the Osage Nation and all the Dagon people, Father Lord, all the Sioux people, Father Lord, that we have become a leader for since you gave us those rights, Father Lord, many years ago, Father Lord. And then all the relatives here, Father Lord, the Congress from the youngest to the oldest here, Father Lord, all descending from these good men and women, Father Lord, that we had before, Father Lord, that are in heaven, Father Lord, with you today. So we ask that strength and courage abundant be upon them, Father Lord, and that they can make the right decisions for our people, Father Lord, for our future, for our people, Father Lord. And we thank you and we'll praise you all the day long, Father Lord. We love you with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, everything that we have, Father Lord, is unto you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you saved us and loved us enough to die on the cross, Father Lord, to make a way that we can call upon your holy name here this morning, Father Lord. And we're just going to thank you forever, Father Lord. I just pray all these things in your mighty name, Jesus, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Rock. And I'd also like to thank you for this morning for leading our Bible study that we had this morning. And just your presence here today. Thank you again.
Yes. God bless you. See y'all. Have a great day.
Next item on the agenda is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
That's you.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we do have a quorum. The next item on the agenda is the approval of the journal. Please take a few minutes and look at the journal, second day from September 4th, 2019.
Move to approve the journal of September 4th, 2019.
Second.
So motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Next item on the agenda, reports of select committees. Do we have any reports of select committees? Seeing none.
No.
Oh. Do we have a hand up?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Appropriations Committee met yesterday, September 4th. Committee recommendation is the committee recommends the ONCA 1967 move forward through the legislative process. There are 6 yes votes from Potts, Whitehorn, Big Horse, Edwards, Walker, and Stabler. Additionally, the Appropriations Committee met to consider ONCA 1977, the act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020. Final committee action was to adopt a committee substitute and recommend to the Congress with 6 yes votes with Potts, Whitehorn, Big Horse, Edwards, Walker, and Stabler. You do have 3 pages here of recommendation. Would the speaker like for me to read it?
3 pages of recommendations?
Waive the reading.
I believe every member. Second.
Third.
Motion then, yeah. If you could disseminate those to the members of Congress in another way, that'd be appreciated.
Thank you.
Are there any more reports of select committees? Seeing none, are there any reports of standing committees? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Commerce, Gaming, and Land met yesterday regarding bill number ONCA 1967, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company Osage Nation Ranch, LLC, in the amount of $175,000 for bison fencing and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Joe Tillman. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Goodfox, Pratt, Lemon, Walker, Stabler, 1 absent, Whitehorn. Commerce also met regarding bill number ONCR 1919, a resolution to reject Governor Stitt's claim that the gaming compact between the Osage Nation and the state of Oklahoma must be renegotiated. The sponsor is Congressman Eli Potts. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Goodfox, Pratt, Whitehorn, Lemon, Walker, Stabler.
Thank you. Are there any more reports of standing committees? ONCA 19-67 and ONCR 19-19 will be placed on general order. Next item on the agenda, bills and resolutions on first reading. Do we have any bills and resolutions on first reading? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce ONCA 1985, an act to establish minimum standards to benefit Osage Nation employees in the work environment and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. ONCA 19-85 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. We are now on motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices at this time? Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'd like to make a motion to go into committee of a whole so we can discuss the appropriations meeting that was held yesterday that some of us weren't able to attend and discuss the email that came out from the chair of appropriations so that I can have a better understanding as to what we're doing.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
You opposed, say no. We are in committee of a whole. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Okay, so ONCA 1977 was assigned by the speaker to the Appropriations Committee, and I'm, correct me if I'm wrong and help me to follow along, because this is, we do it kind of different every year, and this is a little bit different. So the Appropriations Committee reassigned sections of 1977 to go to other committees. Okay, and we are working, the chairs are working, or the appropriations person is working with the budget analyst. Who did you all assign that task to? Or did you? For the email that we received yesterday from the chair of appropriations, the appropriations committee took action to assign the sections of ONCA 1977. The motions also state that the reviewed sections should be reported back to appropriations by 9:15. I was instructed to direct the committees of jurisdiction to identify base pay adjustment amounts any new spending and report the findings by section to the Appropriations Committee with the report reviewed by section by September 15th. I was also instructed to cite Congressional Rule 2.3 that the Speaker shall instruct the committee chairs to prioritize bills which contain annual operating funds, additional support documentation, program plans, blah, blah, blah. You will need to coordinate the request with the second speaker or the budget analyst. Like, do you all have a, I mean, am I coordinating with you and the budget analyst or just you, or how is this going to work? I obviously, Commerce has far less than what the government ops has. Mm-hmm. Commerce also has scheduled meetings. So if I need to cancel some of my meetings to give them up for Gov Ops, then I need to know now. I mean, better now than 15th is around the corner.
You're directing that to me. I'm going to direct it to the author.
Members of Congress, can we please raise our hand to be recognized? Congresswoman Stabler.
So if that question was being directed to me, as second speaker, I'm going to defer to the author of the email on what that intention was.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Additional support documentation was delivered by the Treasury Department to the Congress through MICROI, not through a normal process where the support documentation is disseminated to members of Congress, as has been in the previous years. So at your discretion, you need to coordinate with the second speaker or the budget analyst, who are the two people that I know have access to MICROI, and I'm not sure that the second speaker does. So it would be the budget analyst to access any support documentations outside of the budgets that were printed off by me and sent to the Congress. So at your discretion, if you would like the support documentation pulled from MICROI, you need to coordinate that with the budget analyst.
Okay. Well, I'm asking because it said second speaker, and now I'm hearing that the second speaker doesn't even have access. Sorry.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
So that's why I'm asking, because the email says coordinate with second speaker, but now I'm hearing that the second speaker doesn't even have access to what the email instructed me to do. So that's the purpose of me making the motion to discuss this, so that we can have a smoother process.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I suppose that if meetings go right up until the lunch hour and even through the lunch hour, which I don't think we're trying not to avoid that, you might talk to the second speaker about bringing lunch in.
Any more discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to come out of committee of the whole.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Opposed, say no. We are out of committee of the whole. Any more motions and notices? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules and assign the review of appointee Scott Manzer, the congressional nominee to the Investment Oversight Committee, to the Appropriations Committee.
Second.
So motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Any other further motions and notices at this time? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Commerce will meet today regarding, Commerce will meet at 1 o'clock today.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to notice that the Appropriations Committee will meet from 2:45 until 4:30 today.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
I'd like to let all the members of Congress know that we've had to cancel our portrait schedule for Friday after session. It's been moved to the 13th, immediately following session.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Will you expedite another notice?
Mm-hmm. I will.
To come out for, so we can put it on our calendar. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I won't be here.
Congresswoman Edwards, do you have your hand up?
Yes. I have notice of a 8 a.m. on Saturday health meeting, and I just want to express that I will be getting my bills are up first, and I will be contacting people from out of state that need to participate. So if there's any chance that there won't be a quorum, which I don't think is possible, but somebody please express that to the chair so that I don't get all these people ready for 8 a.m. on Saturday and then somehow not happening.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Anyone else? Congresswoman Pratt.
Well, I know we're not committee of the whole, but has there been a quorum established? Because I haven't seen that notice yet.
I don't know.
We're going to have one. It's one question. I guess we can figure that out later.
There was a notice that went out last night.
Yeah, which I said I haven't seen it yet, but I didn't, because there's lots of time. But, okay.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We are adjourned till tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Health.
Can you give me a little bit of a heads up when you're that music?
You really are.